For the past 30 years, environmentalist Stephen Smith has been a thorn in the TVA's side. As executive director of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, he's responsible for holding utilities accountable for the air we breathe, and he's never been one to mince words. But the TVA's recent move away from coal as its prime source of power generation has Smith describing the utility using words like extraordinary and historic.
The fact that we're moving in this direction, the fact that TVA is retiring coal plants, the fact that I can get up and from my home in West Knoxville and see the Smoky Mountains more days in 2014 than I could in 2004 and much more than I could in 1994, that makes me happy.
Smith believes the wheels of change really began rolling after the 2008 coal ash spill at the TVA's Kingston coal plant. And he says new President Bill Johnson continues to move the agency toward an energy portfolio that includes less reliance on coal and more on sources like wind and solar.
The exciting part where we do a lot of our work is TVA is open to the idea of 20% of its portfolio being met by energy efficiency and renewable energy, which is a dramatic jump from where they've been historically.
But Smith says economics has a lot to do with the changes. Jonathan Laventius of the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign agrees. He says the TVA has begun to realize coal is simply not very cost effective.
I think that senior management at TVA under Bill Johnson's leadership and his management team recognizes that the energy paradigm in the United States is shifting. And they're instead of playing catch up, they're trying to lead that change.
One of the members of that senior management team is Joe Hoagland, the man who oversees the TVA's portfolio. And he says it has to be about economics because that's what's important to the TVA's customers.
They've been very clear that they want high reliable power and they want cost-effective power. So when we sit down and we look at making a decision for, you know, how are we going to continue to produce power effectively into the future, those are the first two things we look at.
At the same time, Hoagland says businesses are demanding greener options, and that's moving the utility to embrace renewables more aggressively. But is it a culture change?
Well, I'm not sure you can change culture, but I think the behaviors, the things that we focus on and how we conduct ourselves, yeah, I think we're listening more to our customers, we're listening more to our stakeholders, we're trying to understand their needs better and be more responsive directly to those needs.
Environmentalists like Stephen Smith and Jonathan Laventius aren't big fans of nuclear or natural gas power. But Laventius says the direction taken by the TVA in recent years shows the utility is now open to new ideas.
If TVA continues to get to a place of understanding that it has to be part of this new energy paradigm, that it can scale up energy efficiency, wind and solar power, that it won't just be a new energy utility, it will be the energy utility of the future.
TVA officials say they still see coal as an important part of their future, just not as big a part. For The Method, I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell, WUOT News.